That's 10 King Jr., a first down to the 15-yard. Newton's looking that way. And now fires for Ginn downfield. Touchdown, 10 Ginn.
This is the Full Press Coverage Panthers podcast. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Wednesday night. It is good to have all of you in with us today. We actually have stuff to talk about today. Like, I am so excited for this show. Poor podcast of other teams do not get the excitement that we get just because the Panthers released a player a few weeks ago. And it's constantly the talk. Now, I did say, I think it was either last week or week before, that I was done with Cam Newton talk. And that was true. Until today, when Matt Rhule had a Zoom press conference to discuss the Cam Newton release. And so we're going to get to that in a minute. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate everybody that's listening to us. Our numbers are just blowing up. I absolutely love it. I was thinking about this the other day, and I want to start with this before we get to the Cam Newton stuff, and Teddy Bridgewater and McCaffrey. We've got draft stuff. Ron Rivera had a quote that I thought was interesting that has Panthers fans, all up in arms, so we're going to get to that. But the first thing I want to start with is where we are in comparison to the rest of the coverage you're going to get, okay? So I was talking to, I've actually been talking to a few people about this. If you look around, there's a lot of other podcasts, a lot of other shows that have just stopped because sports aren't happening. What's there to talk about? And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to open up the show with this. We are not going to stop. We will continue to produce. Now, we're always going to try and do two episodes a week. Sometimes it may only be one, as that was the case last week. I think you guys know I do mortgages for a living. So sometimes we'll only be able to do one episode a week. But we will continue to produce. I totally get that all of you are at home. Some of you who are still able to work, some of you aren't able to work, but for those of you who are, you're still stuck at home. So you need something to listen to. I'm here to give that to you. I'm here to be a light with everything else that's going on, get your mind off of things. That's what we're here to do. All of the other podcasts, they can take time off. We will not. If we have to invent stories, we will do it, okay? But I'm not going to take weeks off with this thing. We're not going to put things on pause just because things aren't happening. And I don't understand any NFL podcast or college football podcast that would do that because, quite frankly, with the exception of some canceled spring games and potentially rookie camps, not a lot has changed. We weren't going to be having games anyways right now, and we're still going to have the NFL draft, so this is as great of a time as any to be doing a podcast. Draft is just a few weeks away. I am stoked about it. This is a great time for an NFL podcast. So just to let all of you know, is I appreciate you all listening to me. I appreciate all that you all do. I will continue to deliver for you. Okay. Now, Matt Rhule today had a press conference. You know, things are changing. The world has changed these past few weeks. And now press conferences are happening over Zoom. It's interesting. I think it's going to change the way. I think if you look at what's happening, this is going to change the way companies operate. I think at some point soon, you will not need to have a beat reporter literally living in the city that they're reporting in. So many things we've figured out, we can just do this stuff virtually. I think you're going to see more and more of that. Is it a good thing or a bad thing? We'll find out, but I thought that was interesting. Matt Rhule had a couple of interesting quotes. Some have caught the world by storm. We'll get to those. Some nobody else is talking about, but I think if you pay attention, read between the lines, you'll totally see what he is saying. So here's the first statement, and this is in regards to Cam, in regards to Cam's injury. Matt Rhule was asked about his injury and if that played into the decision to bring on Teddy Bridgewater. Matt Rhule said That was a difficult decision. I enjoyed getting to know him, but we felt it was best for our team to move forward. We felt Teddy Bridgewater was the right fit for us. He declined whether to really say if Cam's injury history factored in. He did say, though, that it was more to do with Bridgewater being available and then Bridgewater's knowledge of the Joe Brady offense. Okay, let's stop there real quick. We'll get to the rest of it in a minute, but let's stop there. Okay? So he didn't say it had to do with Cam Newton's injury, but he talked about Bridgewater being available. Okay, so it had to do with Cam Newton's injury. He's not going to come out and say that because if he comes out and says, yeah, we're worried about Cam being injured, then any chance Cam has of signing with any other team is ruined. Well, Matt Rhule's not going to do that. That's one of the reasons I love Matt Rhule. So all of you crucifying him today, understand he totally had every opportunity to come out and say that today. He would only gain by saying that. But instead he didn't. Why? Because he likes Cam the person. He wants Cam to be playing for a team. He doesn't want Cam to not be playing for a team. So of course he's not going to say we're worried about Cam Newton's injury history. No way would he say that. The people that are asking these questions and upset because he wouldn't give a response, well, that's stupid. No, there's no way Matt Rhule is going to come out and say that. Now he did add, I think Cam is a great quarterback who can play in any system. But he said this immediately after saying one of the reasons they liked about Bridgewater was because of Bridgewater's fit and knowledge of Joe Brady's system. Okay, so Bridgewater's a good fit. He's good for Joe Brady's system, but Cam Newton can play anywhere and can fit into any offense. So that seems a little contradictory, right? Forget scheme. If he can fit into any system, like, why couldn't he fit into Brady's system? Let's not worry about that. Here's the real story. Fit. That's the word Matt Rhule kept using throughout this entire press conference. Bridgewater is a fit with Carolina. Cam Newton is not. Now, part of that Rhule did allude to without saying explicitly, and that is Cam hasn't been available, and despite a freak injury, Bridgewater honestly has. Breeze can't play, Bridgewater steps right in, 5-0. That's available. That's what you're looking for. A major part of this, though, is Cam Newton is not a fit within the culture of the locker room. Bridgewater is. Bridgewater is coachable, and it's someone that Joe Brady can mold. Cam's playing style, that can work in any system. But Cam's inability to be coached, that cannot. That is why they moved on from Cam and went with Teddy Bridgewater. Listen, I want you to think about Cam. In every press conference he's ever had, and everything he's ever done, and everything he's ever said, and he rolls up to the building. First of May, he rolls up to the building, goes to meet Joe Brady. And Joe Brady says, all right, Cam, this is the offense we're going to be running. Don't you think Cam's going to say, look, man, I'm a year older than you. You're not going to come in here and tell me how to run this team. I'm going to do what I want to do. And we all know what Cam is looking to do every play. He's the big play guy. He constantly wants 20, 30 yards down the field. Bridgewater's not. Bridgewater's looking between 7 to 12 yards every play. The reason they are moving on from Cam to Bridgewater, forget the schemes, forget the playing styles. It's not that. It's that Bridgewater's mentality is based on efficiency and completing passes and elevating those around them. And Cam's mentality is on his brand, which he only achieves when he makes those big plays, when he can do the Superman pose, when he can run into the end zone and hand the ball off to a fan. And a lot of that, by the way, is great. None of that is inherently bad. But it's not the culture of Carolina. The key word in all of this press conference was fit. Matt Rhule went on to say, here's a couple of other quotes that I thought are really interesting if you read between the lines. Matt Rhule said, we want to be a serious football place. We want to be a place that it's all about the game. Well, listen, I think Matt Rhule did a fantastic job in this press conference, but that's a shot at Cam Newton. Because who's the one player that's been on the roster that is not all about the game? It's Cam. Again, whether you like him or not, Cam is really into Cam. And I get it. He should be. He's 6 foot six. He's 250. He can run up. He can run as fast as anybody else on the field. He's big. He's got an arm. He's got the smile. He's got the look. He's got marketability. I'm not going to say any of those are bad things or Cam shouldn't pursue those endeavors. But there are consequences when you put those things above football. Russell Wilson, I think, has walked a very fine line with this stuff over the past several years. But I think Russell has done a great job. Now, some people can say, well, what about Tom Brady? Well, what about Tom Brady? Tom Brady's won six Super Bowls. Cam Newton's never won one. Cam's only been to one. Tom Brady can do whatever he wants at this stage. If he wants to wear Uggs, it doesn't matter. If he wants to have his own nutrition brand, that's fine. Also, Brady's at the end of his career. I mean, like, let's acknowledge that Brady has maybe 2 years left of this thing. Cam Newton still has the next 5, 6, 7 years potentially. And he has been head first into fashion and his brand ever since he went to that Super Bowl. And I've said this before, I think that Super Bowl just went to his head. I think he had that incredible season where he took over the league and everybody around him still looks at him as 2015 Cam. And that's what he thinks he is, but he's not. And he's never adjusted his game to be a different player. But physically, you have to. You have to physically. Matt Rhule said about releasing Eric Reed, another player that all of you love. He said, I just think overall, we felt like it was the best thing to move forward. Like, listen, throughout this whole press conference, Matt Rhule really says move forward a lot. Well, what is he talking about? He's talking about changing the culture. This will be a football team, not a political team, not a fashion team, not a social media team. A football team. That's the good news. That's what they want to be. That's what he's wanting to build. This is all a good thing. Everybody's out there criticizing Matt Rhule today. I thought he did a fine job in this press conference. I thought what he had to say about Cam was spot on. And he's right, by the way. This team moving forward, it's what I said episode one of our podcast. I said, the Panthers and Cam have reached a stage where they are just moving in different directions. And sometimes a relationship can be totally amicable. But if you're moving in different directions, it's not going to work. And the best thing to do is to cut ties as soon as you realize that, rather than to drag it on. What the Panthers did was they made a very adult move. They made a decision that only good organizations are willing to make. If you look at the organizations that don't make the move when they should, I don't care if it's a great player, not a great player, it doesn't matter. If you look at the organizations that don't do that, they always, 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 always fail. 100% of the time. This was about fit. It was about culture. It had absolutely nothing to do with Cam's ability to play. They know he can play. They just want everybody's focus on this team about one thing, and that's football. So no more press conferences with leopard print hats and no more press conferences about Cam's fashion and no more Superman poses after every first down. Those days are over. The other thing Matt Rhule said is that this team is building around Christian McCaffrey. Now, as I mentioned last week, this is a great thing. McCaffrey, he's the cornerstone. He is the focal point moving forward. He's a leader. He has a history in Carolina. He's potentially maybe the best running back in the league. And he's a dynamic playmaker that fits into the scheme. All of you all that the past 2 weeks have been saying, trade McCaffrey, you're never going to get the same value. You're out of your gourd. It doesn't matter about the value that you get. What matters is the roster you put together. Like, everybody thinks Belichick trades players early because of the value he gets. No. It's because of the roster. When he gets rid of players, he does it because they no longer fit what he's trying to do. whether their playing ability doesn't fit or he changes something and they just don't fit anymore. That's when he moves on from players. Belichick's had plenty of 34, 35, 36-year-olds play for him. He doesn't care about age. He doesn't care about if he gets rid of you at the right time. He's just looking for, do they fit what I'm trying to do? And Christian McCaffrey is the perfect player for this offense. You're not going to find enough. There's not an offensive player in this draft as dynamic as Christian McCaffrey. There's just not. There might be a quarterback. There's not a non-quarterback position in this draft as dynamic as McCaffrey. Why in the heck would you trade him? Like, that doesn't make any sense. Matt Rhule saying that this team is going to build around Christian McCaffrey, that is, as somebody who's a fan of Belichick in New England might say, it's wicked smart. Like, that is exactly what the Panthers should be doing. He is the face of the franchise moving forward. I said last week, it can't be Bridgewater. It can't be Robbie Anderson. It can't be Derek Brown if you draft him. Not that any of those players aren't good. Not that I don't love Bridgewater. But when we're talking face of the franchise, when we're talking about who's going to get butts in seats. Okay, so Kuechly retired. Cam Newton's gone. You cut Eric Reed. Okay, those guys are gone. So you got to find somebody that is going to be familiar with fans. That is still very, very important. Christian McCaffrey is that guy, and he's young. And when Matt Rhule said this, the thing that I find so ingenious about it is he's putting pressure. Because he said, listen, I'm not part of the contract stage. I'm just here to tell you, Christian McCaffrey is a focal point of our team. That puts pressure on Marty Herney to get a job done because he just gave Christian McCaffrey all the leverage. So now Herney has to go back to his office and he has to get this job done because if he can't get the deal done, if he can't get McCaffrey signed to a long-term contract, it's going to piss off Matt Rhule. And it will make Matt Rhule look like what he was saying today wasn't true, and it will make those two look like they're not communicating. And David Tepper, the last thing he wants is these two guys not communicating. So essentially, Matt Rhule told Marty Herney, like, hey, if you want to keep your job, you're going to re-sign Christian McCaffrey. We're going to get a deal done with him. I think it's a brilliant quote from Matt Rhule, and I think that is a smart move. All right. I'm so excited for the draft coming around. This stuff gets me so fired up. I'm so happy for it. On the other side of this break, Panthers Super Bowl odds for this year. And why you probably don't need to pay as much attention to them as you might be. We're going to get to that and more. This is the FPC Panthers podcast, and we'll be right back. FPC Panthers podcast back. Thank you to all of you for joining me. Listen, I know some of you all mentioned the start of the show. I know some of you all, things may not be easy right now. The goal of this podcast is to just give you something, take your mind off of everything. I don't know if you're listening to me while you're cutting the lawn over the weekend, or if you're at work, or you're working out, or you're doing the dishes, as I'll be doing here in a couple of hours. But regardless of how you are enjoying our content, thank you so much for making us part of your evening. It is an absolute honor to continue to host this podcast and to be here. And like I said, we will not be going anywhere. So let's move on to the next thing. Is I think something really interesting is going to come out of what is happening with coronavirus. And I think if you look at the way the Panthers have built this team, I think it's about that. Okay, so why did, of all the backup quarterbacks, they bring in PJ Walker? Because he played at Temple for Matt Rhule. Okay, so like that's pretty obvious, but why is it so important that they bring in all these guys that played with Matt Rhule or have played with Joe Brady or have played with Teddy Bridgewater? Why are they doing this? Because the thing is we're not going to be out of this coronavirus thing for probably, I mean, things are going to peak. They're going to get better here in the next couple of weeks. But as far as life getting back to normal, being able to have, you know, workouts with people and, you know, for a football team standpoint, practices and things together and being able to hit and all that stuff, we were not going to be back to that point for probably the next 2 months. Okay. Early June is what I've been hearing. So what that means is these guys basically have early June to middle of August to figure stuff out. Because by middle of August, you got to start making cuts on these guys. You got to make cuts. You got to get the roster down to 53. So that being said, there's not going to be a lot of time. And so you've got a new coach, a new coordinator, a new quarterback, a new receiver. You lost your best linebacker. They are bringing in players, Matt Rule and Marty Herniar, that are familiar because they know that once you come out of this thing, like, we're going to have to really, really, really push it to have any sort of chemistry. I think what you're going to see with the Panthers this year, the biggest consequence of the coronavirus is the start of the season is not going to be very pretty. It's just not. There's going to be a learning curve for Matt Rule. There will be chemistry issues with this team that they're going to have to deal with. This puppy's going to take some time for them to figure it out. Now, I think they will. I trust Matt Rule. Young guys, this thing could take a little while. But I think this team's going to be a lot better mid to late part of the season because you're coming out of this coronavirus thing. And it's just going to take a while for these guys to learn each other. I mean, even though they're familiar with each other, it's just going to take a while to learn. And I mean, like, Matt Rule is going up against Bruce Arians twice a year. Well, Bruce Arians is a total pro who's got Tom Brady as his quarterback now. He's going up against Sean Payton twice a year. Well, Sean Payton's a total pro who's got another Hall of Famer, Drew Brees, behind him. And then he's going up against Dan Quinn twice a year. And Dan Quinn may not be the best head coach. He may be on the chopping block this year. And those uniforms, by the way, that Atlanta came out with today. We could spend a whole podcast on that. But Dan Quinn on the chopping block, he's still an excellent defensive coordinator. So for Matt Rule's standpoint, offensive guy, there's going to be a giant learning curve here. Listen, first 8 weeks of the season, I don't think are going to be pretty. I do think this team still has the potential to sneak into the playoffs. I don't think it is all doom and gloom for this team. I don't. Now, today, what came out were Super Bowl odds for the Carolina Panthers. And fans are all up in arms about this because fans are saying, look how bad we are now. I mean, the Super Bowl odds from, I think it's VegasSportsbook.com, I think is who put this out, but the Panthers' odds to win the Super Bowl are 70-1, which sounds terrible. And yes, it is terrible. Those are really, really bad odds. So everybody thinks, oh, look how bad of a GM Herney is. Look how bad of a coach is Matt Rule is, and how bad of an owner Tepper is. This is a reflection of that. Well, no, it's not. Okay, and listen, just a year ago, the Titans were 50-1 odds, and the Bills were 80-1 odds. Oh, they both made the playoffs. But last spring, they were 50-1 odds and 80-1 odds, respectively. They're both in the playoffs. The Cardinals were 110-1 odds. Now, they didn't win much, but they did show some promise. And because of the promise that they showed, I think it helped them land DeAndre Hopkins. That trade doesn't happen if Hopkins is absolutely not going to play in Arizona. Hopkins wants to play with Kyler Murray. Okay, he's excited about going there. So, the Super Bowl odds, I don't care about. It doesn't matter. These things are going to change. It's very fluid. Listen, arguing about Super Bowl odds in April would not be happening if there were NBA playoffs happening right now or at least on the horizon. We haven't even had a draft. Carolina's building. Don't argue with me over what the Super Bowl odds are. It's not a reflection of anything. Again, and I'm not saying Carolina's going to be great this year. I think they're probably somewhere between 6 to 7 wins. I don't think they'll be bad. I don't think they're going to be terrible because I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to win some games. He has a history of doing it. If they're any worse than 6-10, it would be historically bad for Bridgewater. Like, I have a lot of respect for Bridgewater. I really do. He doesn't blow you away on tape. I know. That's fine. But he's efficient. He gets the job done. He's won a lot of games throughout his time. So, listen, 70-1 Super Bowl odds, it doesn't matter. Why are we arguing over this? It's the beginning of April, and we haven't even had a draft, and you guys are talking to me about Super Bowl odds. We don't know what's going to happen. And by the way, this whole new playoff format that's happening, it changes everything. It's seven teams each conference instead of six. One team gets a bye instead of two. That changes everything. It makes it tougher. I think the Super Bowl odds will probably get a little bit more drastic. The more teams you put in this thing, the less parity you create. This is the thing people never realize about playoffs, is part of the reason you have the NBA the way it is, where you really only ever have three or four teams that have a real shot, is because you've got more than half of the teams in the NBA getting into the playoffs. Well, that doesn't create more parity. It actually creates less parity. The Super Bowl odds, I think you're going to see numbers like you've not seen before, because more teams are going to get into this thing, and Vegas knows how to win one over on people. I don't care about 70-1 odds. This team is still going to be a competitive team. I think they'll still win games. I do think it will take some time, but I'm not worried, and I'm not going to argue about 70-1 Super Bowl odds. I will say, if you are betting on the Panthers to win the Super Bowl, you probably have lost your mind, because they're not going to win the Super Bowl. I think that much is obvious, but you can have a good, successful team without winning the Super Bowl. Let's move on to the last thing today. Ron Rivera had a very interesting quote yesterday. He said, and this was in regards to the Redskins drafting Chase Young. Most everybody believes that that's what the Redskins are going to do. And I want to tell you how this relates to Carolina, because so many of you have brought up Ron Rivera's quote. So he said yesterday, it doesn't matter how many picks you have if you don't draft a dynamic player. If you have the availability to draft a dynamic player, you don't trade out of that spot to draft somebody who's not a dynamic player. And he probably didn't do the best job of stating that as he could have, but that was essentially what he said. And all of these Panther fans are like, see, they're not going to trade down. They're taking a defensive player. We should take Derek Brown or Isaiah Simmons. This does not apply to the Carolina Panthers. Listen, the Redskins are drafting second overall, and because the Bengals need a quarterback, they have an opportunity to get the most talented player in the draft. The Panthers draft number seven. Washington is young and has some issues, but they don't have multiple holes on the roster. The Panthers have experience, unlike the Redskins, but need to fill spots on the offensive line, the secondary, a linebacker. Not to mention, they still don't have a number one receiver. You are trying to fill spots here. Listen, Derek Brown's a great player, as is Isaiah Simmons. I'm not saying these two guys won't have successful careers. Chase Young, though, far exceeds either one of them. Neither of those guys are Chase Young, and neither of them are guaranteed to change the dynamics of a defense the way Chase Young is. Panthers need multiple guys. These two situations are not one and the same. So stop taking something Ron Rivera says and saying, oh, the team fired the wrong guy. No, listen. And I'm not saying the team should have fired Ron Rivera, but what Ron Rivera says about the Redskins, it doesn't have anything to do with the Panthers. The Panthers are in a completely different position. Now, what I will say about trading down from pick seven, and I should have mentioned this last week, but I do think increasingly, because every day that goes by when the Panthers don't make this trade, they lose leverage, right? And increasingly, the more and more I look at this, I don't know that there's a team that will move up to take pick seven from Carolina. Like, I just don't know that they will have a trade partner in this. And if you don't, then okay. I would still take an offensive tackle at number seven. I would still maybe take one of these top receivers at number seven, because I think they change your win-loss total more so than a defensive end. Just my preference, just based on everything I've seen, I think they give you more value. But on the same token, if there is no trade partner available, there is no trade partner available. So, I mean, they may be thinking, we're going to trade down, but They just may not be able to. It's all going to depend on how many quarterbacks get taken early. If Herbert falls a little bit, or if Tua falls a little bit, which could happen. If that happens, then I think there is potential that a team would maybe move up. I also think you could sell a team like Indy, for instance. I think you could sell Indy on the idea of, hey, you need to give us a bunch of picks because you guys need to go get Jordan Love and you need to let him sit for 1 year or two behind Phillip Rivers, and he's not going to be available at 15. If you can sell Indy on that, I think they might move up to 7. But that is a very, very tough sell to make for a team that just went out and got Phillip Rivers. I mean, you're talking about bringing two new quarterbacks into the roster. Who in their right mind would bring two new quarterbacks into a roster? Oh, that's right. Carolina would. Listen, to me, I think you've got trade partners out there. And if it's out there, I think you absolutely trade down, because you are trying to get multiple players here. Look at the successful teams that draft. When is the last time Seattle had a top 7 draft pick? When's the last time the Patriots had a top 7 draft pick? What about the Steelers? They never do. The Steelers, I think, would have this past year, but they traded it away. Why? Because they're like, we can get Mika Fitzpatrick. And that to us is more valuable than the 7th best pick. Listen, the successful teams, they have no problem trading down in the draft or just not drafting high. Like, we're in a sport that strives to create parity, right? The worst team gets the number one pick. And then you trickle it down based on who had the worst record. Yet, the teams that are always picking at the bottom, they continue to win. Well, there's a reason why. Look at how many picks New England has. They have like 12 picks for the second year in a row. Look at how many picks the Steelers have. It's number of picks, because they're looking to find guys in the third, fourth, fifth round. They dominate those rounds. Guarantee you, it's such a receiver-heavy draft. The Steelers are the best team I've ever seen at drafting a receiver. Guarantee you, they do not take a receiver until the third round, and whoever they take will be a star. I don't know who it's going to be, but whoever they take in round three, that's going to be the player. Just put your money out. They take a receiver in round three, that should be one of your fantasy picks, because he will blow the league up. I mean, that's just what the successful teams do. So if you're at pick 7, be a successful team. Trade down. I have no confidence that Derek Brown or Isaiah Simmons changed the dynamic of a defense. If this were Chase Young, I would have no problem with saying, yeah, go get Chase Young, because that's different. That's a high-end player. I mean, that guy, he jumps off the page. He will be a difference maker in this league. Derek Brown, Isaiah Simmons might be, but we don't have a guarantee. Okay, so thank you all for listening. Appreciate you. Again, we will continue to produce this podcast. We're not going to go anywhere. I know these other guys are doing that. We will not do it. I do want to mention, though, because I feel like I haven't done this enough, but listen, we are looking for contributors. So if you're an editor, writer, or podcaster, and maybe the Panthers aren't your team, maybe you've got another team, maybe it's not NFL, maybe it's college, maybe it's hockey, maybe it's college basketball, whatever. But we have an opportunity for you. So I want you to visit fullpresscoverage.com/employment for more info. That's where you need to go. Get in on it. Start contributing. This is the place to be. And also, I want you to visit our friends over at sportscaster.com and bookmark the official Full Press Coverage page. That is sportscaster, caster.com/fullpresscoverage for great video content like FPC Radio Live and Pardon the Puck. Make sure you go over there. Listen, whatever you do this week, don't dress like any of the Falcons players will be dressing this fall. And, you know, there was a rumor that the Bucks put out new uniforms this past week, but I looked at them and they look exactly the same to me. Maybe I'm colorblind. I don't know. They looked exactly the same, though. Thank you all for listening. This is the Full Press Coverage Podcast. We will be back on Saturday. Have a good night.